thank you for having us as guests. I would like to, just before I start, tell you how we are going to do this. We are singing, and you will be participating, obviously. But please allow me, when I speak, to look at the white world. In order to look at the white world, I have to focus on this little lens of the camera, which will put it to all the devotees who are not here, and that's the majority. So I will not interact with you, but you will interact with what's going on. Is it, have I explained it nicely? Vani Manjari, I sometimes see you in the gallery when I give programs for Italy, for instance, and I see you with three devotees from Goloka Dham sitting. Now we are live. So we will just start with the kirtan, and then at 8 o'clock, whenever that is, I will start to address everyone. It's a little unnatural, I know, but we will get in the mood of Lord Nityananda, and we'll become happy, and then we forget everything. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya. Everyone, please. Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Askatyare Satanine Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
Ich muss mit ihm kommunizieren, ob er das live macht oder ob er das schickt. schicken. Das ja schicken, ja. Du brauchst das ja nicht, ne? Du brauchst das Kamera nicht. Das wird mit dem.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare And everyone, one more time. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram A little louder please Jaya Nityananda Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Hari Hari Bo. I want to greet all of you who are able to see this online affectionately and wish you the most the mercy of Lord Nityananda on his divine appearance day. I want to greet also the devotees who are here with me in the temple room of Goloka Dham and I would like to say that today is a major festival day in our Gaudiya tradition, and I hope in the two lectures which we have on Nityananda's appearance day to bring this out. The first lecture is entitled The Inconceivable Glories of Lord Nityananda. And then in the evening or afternoon, you can see on Facebook what is the exact time, is the second lecture called Amazing Nitai. Just something on the technicalities of this. The majority of my audience will be today online, and therefore I will make a special effort to look in the camera to see all of you in my mind's eye. If you do have any questions, the online audience, you can send them, and Radhika Ranjan, who is serving as the master of ceremonies and the in-between person to my team, will send them, and I will your questions, which you can send on the chat box, and it will come on the mobile telephone to me, and then I will be able, hopefully, to answer your questions. Before we start, I would like to say, in our Gaudiya tradition, whenever we talk about divine personality, we first talk about an aspect which is called tattva. Tattva means tat means that, and va means ness. So it's the that-ness, or how it is. How is the truth? What are the fundamental understandings about the personality? And then, building up on the safe fundament of general spiritual principles, comes the lila, the pastimes. Lila cannot be properly understood without tattva. Or in English, the pastimes and the glories cannot be understood without understanding the philosophical principles behind. You will never be able to understand, for instance, Krishna's pastimes if you do not understand who is Krishna in truth. You might, when you hear a Krishna lila, think, oh, he's just like me. It's a normal understanding. But if you have the fundament of tattva inbuilt within you and your understanding, you will all of a sudden relish it as something extraordinary. So today, I will start with the tattva of Lord Nityananda. And at times, it will be a little technical. I can already warn you. but I will do my best to bring a little life into the technique. And exactly that is the way how we will start. It is said that if you chant the 12 names of Lord Nityananda from 6 o'clock to 8:30, and in between that time zone, then you will become free of all difficulties and attain everything which you desire. So therefore, let us all start with chanting the beautiful, ecstasy-filled names of Lord Nityananda, and feel how our difficulties will gradually dissolve and then disappear. So how we will do this is, Krishna will play, and then I will just chant the one name after the other, and you can immediately chant it after me. It's very important now, your online audience, that you stop multitasking, put everything away, including the ships, and chant with me these names. It will give you a great spiritual benefit, and it will also fill up the atmosphere. Sit in a prayerful mood. Try to connect with the divine personality of Nityananda. Those who are in the temple room can look at the beautiful photo here. And repeat after me. Nityananda. Avadutendur Vasudha Pranavallabha Janavi Jivitapati Krishna Prema Radaha. Prabhu Padmavati Sutta Sriman Shachinandana Purvaja Sachinandana Purvaja Bhavanmata Bhavanmata Jagatrata Rakta Gaura Kalevara Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram.
Hai Bol! Hai Bol!
Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram
Shri Prabhupada ki jai. My dear devotees, I would like to introduce all of us today into the mood of Lord Nityananda by quoting one particularly ecstatic verse from the Nityananda Stakam. These are eight prayers to Lord Nityananda, which when you do them, take care that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are safely placed within your heart. Okay, so I will chant it in Sanskrit, the first line only, and then read immediately the English translation to you.
Yateshtam re prata kuru hari hari tvam tvam
anisham. And one other line. Bhaje nityanandam bhajanu tarukandam niravati. I always worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree. Lord Nityananda is wandering here and there, and while wandering, he comes to the door of every home with upraised arms, and he says, "Oh brothers, without inhibition, you know, don't hesitate, without inhibition, all of you together, continuously chant Sri Harinam. If you do so, I personally will take upon me the responsibility to deliver you from the ocean of material existence." In the evening, we will hear a little bit more about the, the background of this verse, how actually Lord Nityananda was wandering all over Navadvip with Haridas Thakur, and how he would approach people. But today I want to draw your attention on this morning, I want to draw your attention to this divine personality who makes a huge claim. He says, if you chant always the Haridvani, the sound of the holy name, I personally will take it upon myself to deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. This is a huge claim. If anyone comes and says, just do this, and as a result, you will become free from having to take a next birth and a next death, then we should ask the question, who are you that you can say such a thing and give such a mighty promise? No, we will have to ask this question. And the answer comes. When Krishna had been on this planet 5,000 years ago, but he returned as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he brought with him his brother Balaram, who this time in the Gaura Leela, when he came as Gaura, took on the form of Nityananda. Vajendra Nandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoila Ye Balaram Hoila Nitai. This is explained by Narottam Das Thakur. The son of Sachi, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is no one else than the son of the king of Braj, Nanda Maharaj. And he came with him, with Balaram, who took on the form of Lord Nityananda. Now who are all this? For a new person, so many names already, so many things, and we have to go to a principle here to understand it, a tattva. The tattva is God is one. And he has multi-energies, and through his energies, he expands in multi-forms. That's why it is so laughable, so ridiculous, if different people of different religions quarrel with each other and say, "My God is the best." No, it's the Lord is one. God is one. It has many, many, many aspects. He is a wonderful personality, but he can expand in many, many forms. Srila Kaviraj Goswami describes Nityananda Tattva. He says, Sankarsana Karanatoyashayi Garbho Shayi Cha Payubadi Shayi Sheshascha Yasyangsa Kalasa Nitya Nandakya Rama Sharanam Mamastu. He says, this Lord Nityananda, who is the constant object of my remembrance, oh, he has many, many, many forms. And then he gives a list. If I would give you the list, you would faint. It's so long. If you want to read and understand this verse, it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 5.7. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so ecstatic about these forms of the Lord, particularly the form of Nityananda and Chaitanya, that he sings. Vedera patigya rakibara tare rukmavana vipra suta mahaprabhu name nadiya mataya sangha bhayavaduta. Can be better. In order to fulfill the promise of the Vedas, this Lord appeared with a golden complexion as the son of a Brahmana. He was known by the name Mahaprabhu. And he and his brother, the Avadhuta Nityananda, have caused all of Nadia to become maddened in divine ecstasy. So let me go again into this tattva, that one Lord takes on innumerable forms. Krishna is described in our tradition as the root of all other forms of God. And he has two expansions. It will be very simple. You have all good education. You can easily understand it. He expands into a Prabhava Prakash and a Vaibhava Prakash. So, Prabhava Prakash means that the mood and complexion of his expansion is the same as that of Lord Krishna. What is Krishna's mood? What does he think? He thinks what every one of us would like to think, but it's impossible, that I am the supreme enjoyer. Rasika Shika is the word, that he enjoys all the rasas. Everyone looks at them. When Krishna comes in the room, it's different than when you come in the room. Everyone looks at him. When Krishna comes in the universe, everyone looks at him, and therefore he's the taster of all types of rasas or relationships. The Christian brother worships the Lord. The Sufi brother worships him. The Buddhist brother, every transcendent, the Islamic brother, they all worship the Lord. So this root cause who expands in the into other forms has the same mood. I'm receiving worship. And he also has the same bodily complexion. Krishna is bluish black, so all his expansions are bluish black. Those who like esoteric definitions know that the color blue is the color of love, of Sringara Rasa. So, you know, God's blue color is different than the blue of this world. It is a loving blue. An example of the Prabhava Prakash are when Krishna goes to the Rasa dance and dances with millions of beautiful gopis. These expansions look exactly like Krishna in complexion, and they have the same understanding or mood or ecstasy as Krishna in their heart. You might ask justifiably the question that then who is the original Krishna? I mean, you said Krishna expands into many forms, but who is the original Krishna of this? Well, that's the Krishna with Radharani. The original Krishna is only associated with Radharani. His expansions, his Prabhava Prakash expansions are together with the other gopis. No? So then, this original Krishna steps one side to the right. And he takes on what is called the Vaibhava Prakash. Vaibhava Prakash means that the mood of this Lord is and the complexion both are different. The best example here is Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is the first expansion Vaibhava Prakash of Krishna, but it's a different type of expansion than the Prabhava Prakash expansions. Lord Balaram has not the color of bluish black. He has a color of white, crystal white. And he is not the mood of everyone is my servant, but he thinks I am the servant of Krishna. And as we will understand a little later, he expands his service also to the many living entities. So God is two. He is the one who is to be served, but magically, mysteriously, he expands in the form of the Supreme Servant as well. This is how inconceivable the Lord is. Okay, now how does Balaram do his service? You must know you can do service in many, many ways. You can do it in the mood of a servant. You can also do it in the mood of a friend. You can do it in the mood of a lover. And then the service will have a little different taste. It's a little bit, you all modern devotees like ice cream. You know, there is one ice, and then there are many tastes. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, of course, and frankincense. No, that's not. But one ice has many fragrances. In the same way, the service which someone does to Krishna has many, many tastes. Therefore, we should never, ever criticize the way someone else relates to Krishna. In whatever rasa or relationship someone turns to Krishna, Krishna says, come on, come on, come a little bit closer. So Balaram serves Krishna in many relationships. For instance, in Shantarasa, here Lord Balaram expands himself into Vrindavan Dham, the ground on which Krishna walks. He expands himself into Krishna's clothing. Krishna's dress is Balaram. I know some of you are very interested in dresses. This is the supreme dress, the Balaram dress. He expands himself into Krishna's little cowherd stick, you know, which is I heard once it's golden and it is, you know, there's a red little string around it. It makes a very nice contact. Balaram expands himself in Shantaras in Krishna's flower decorations. his sitting places, all the ornaments which Krishna wears on his body, and finally the umbrella. That's, he wants to serve Krishna by saying, I become your dress. I become your sitting place. I become your umbrella. Then he expands himself also in Dasya Ras. He acts like a servant who massages Krishna when he's tired. He expands into Sakya Ras. He is Krishna's equal. And when Krishna cries in ecstasy, Balaram, like the best friend, soothes him. Balaram also expands in Krishna Lila in the Vatsalya Ras. That means he always protects Krishna like an eyelid would protect the apple of the eye. And finally, Lord Balaram expands also when Krishna has his loving pastimes with the gopis. He becomes Ananga Manjari. And as Ananga Manjari, he, Balaram, participates in the various Madhurya Leelas. I want to give you an illustration of Balaram's attitude of service. He cannot get enough of his service. This is, he wants to do everything for Krishna in all various rasas. You might ask, how is it that Balaram becomes the holy dham, Vrindavan and Mayapur dham? Well, he expands into an area, you have to now be very attentive. It's very, very transcendental, beyond what your mind will ever be able to think, which has the nature of a lotus flower. A lotus flower expands in the morning and it contracts in the evening. In the morning time, when Krishna had appeared here on this earth, the various demons came to fight with Krishna, or kill Krishna even, but Balaram expanded it as the holy dham, and therefore the demons run and run and run, but they never reached Krishna because the expansion went this way. They wanted to run this way to meet Krishna, but the unfolding braj took them away from Krishna, so that when they finally came to Krishna, they were so tired and exhausted that Krishna only made like this and took care of the demons. In the evening, however, something else happens. Balaram contracts himself because now the most loving of all the devotees of Krishna, Radharani and the gopis, want to come close to Krishna. And this Balaram now facilitates this by bringing them like this, like a lotus flower which closes in the evening. What I want to show you with this little example is that the spiritual world is different than the world in which we are. Good grief! It's not so boring like here in the spiritual world. And I want to also say everything is conscious there. The consciousness which is there in the spiritual world, that every effort, even the effort of the land, the rivers, is pervaded with the consciousness, let me serve Krishna and his Leela. And unless we come into this consciousness, where we step away from our own selfishness, where we want that even when we serve, that others will appreciate us and will reward us in some ways. No? Unless we come away from our self-centeredness and come to this motto, everything for Krishna, we will not become capable residents of the spiritual world. So Lord Balaram gives the example of this mood, everything for Krishna, and makes all types of arrangements so that even the ground on which the Lord walks is serving the Lord in various ecstatic ways. Good. But Balaram takes also many forms in which he serves Krishna. I must express now, it's again, I know some of you, please concentrate, your heart will be purified. It is a little technical, but don't worry, it will become very, very rustic in a moment. So, what happens when Krishna leaves Vrindavan? What happens when Krishna leaves Vrindavan? Well, he takes on a different form to leave Vrindavan. As the son of Maharaj Nanda, the lover of Radharani, Krishna will never leave Vrindavan. He doesn't even take a step out of Vrindavan. Yet we hear of Krishna's pastimes, we hear that he comes to the world and does many activities. Well, when he comes to the world, he brings Vrindavan with him and brings it into the world, and in this way stays into the embassy, you know, stays on the same ground. But when he goes to other dhams, then Vrindavan dham, he becomes Vasudev Krishna. In Vrindavan dham, Krishna is Yashoda Nandana Krishna, the son of Yashoda. When he leaves Vrindavan, he becomes Vasudev Krishna. Same God, but expands for many, many, many purposes. See, when we do different things, we also change. I mean, when you go swimming, you don't go in dhoti and sari swimming. You have other dresses for swimming. Or when you go to do business, you do not have house pushies, and so on. You dress in a different way. But then when you do some running in the forest, you will have not a business suit. You will dress in another pants. So we in this world know to take on different dresses for different purposes. Some of us here are very expert and give you consultations how to do that. Krishna changes his form when he does different things. He becomes totally different. He looks totally different. Not because of covering himself, but because he's uncovered and pure in his essence. So when Balaram leaves Vrindavan and goes outside, something amazing happens with him. In Vrindavan, he is Rohini Nandan Balaram, no? The son of Mother Rohini. But when he goes outside, he becomes the Mula Sankarshan. And from this Mula Sankarshan, many, many expansions happen. He comes, for instance, he expands himself into the different locations like Mathura and Dwaraka. But he also, as the Mula Sankarshan, expands into this world as Mahavishnu. And in this form as Mahavishnu, he looks over the material universe, the material energy. Actually, the material energy is Prakriti, and Mahavishnu does not look on Prakriti. Prakriti is a female form. No man can look at should look at another woman, intently than his own wife. No, that's why in cultured societies, only the husband can see his wife in the naked form. That is, or in our civilization, women like to dress themselves and expose a little bit their forms, little bit, as it is acceptable in the society. But in traditional society, traditional cultural things, that you don't look at another woman very intently. So Mahavishnu, he will look in the direction of Prakriti, and then his glance turns into Shambhu or Shiva. And through his glance, because only Shiva can look at Prakriti, only Shiva can look at Durga. He's the husband of Durga. Mahavishnu will not look so intently. He only looks in the direction, and then his glance transforms into the many, many living entities. The glance transforms into Shiva, Shiva Shambhu, and then through him we come into this world. If you hear all this, my dear devotees, you must come from the perspective of Tattva first. Let's go back to the Tattva. One Lord expands himself into many, many forms to do many various activities. That is always the Tattva. Now, the detail, as you hear when we talk about the different expansions of Lord Balaram, that just illustrates or puts a red line and an exclamation mark behind this one point. One God takes on creative varieties of taking various forms. Something which I learned, which was very new for me, is that Lord Balaram also, in his desire to serve, is expanding into all the residents of the holy dhams who worship Krishna. And Lord Balaram also brings the living entities, or you could say, through him, the living entities come into this world in his form as mulas, as Karuna Dakashya Shai Vishnu or Mahavishnu. So, okay, now we will go. You have survived the difficult part of the lecture, those who are still here. And now we will go into the particular Leela. When the Lord comes in the age of Kali, an age where we are very unqualified when it comes to regular spiritual practice, where our intuition is not very mature, we can only see a very limited range of things. In this age, he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he connects, in his Leela, he takes on different forms. Advaita Acharya prayed for the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by worshipping the Lord with Ganga water and Tulasi. Advaita was there at the banks of the Ganga, and he cried, "My Lord, people are so absolutely unqualified. People are so very limited in this age. Please, my Lord, appear." That is Advaita Acharya's purpose. He prayed for the Lord. In all of our lives, this function is visible. Someone prayed for us. Maybe your parents prayed, oh, let us have a nice son or a nice daughter. Or when you came to Krishna consciousness, there was some merciful Vaishnava who prayed for you. Oh, please, Krishna, help this soul. My main service is that of a preacher, and I have a little box. It is white, like this, and there are many names in the box. And I always pray for the cards. They're the cards with addresses. And many devotees who are now in the movement for Krishna are now serving in Krishna. I prayed regularly for them when they were young, and because I think someone needs to pray for us. And I also have a session, by the way, that every Tuesday I pray for people. I call it the Compassion Tuesday, because prayers of devotees go a long, long way. And even if we are not such good devotees, the Lord will listen when we pray for someone else. So then another form of the Lord is Nityananda, who connects us with the Lord. He went door to door proclaiming that anyone who would chant the holy name, he would be delivered by himself to the Lord's lotus feet. So there needs to be in our life always the Nityananda influence, someone who connects us. Because by our nature, we are feeling separate from God, many of us. And not all of us, but many of us feel always separate, and therefore they have so much anxiety. But when you feel connected with the Lord, all anxieties go. I think you know this. Yeah, so Nityananda connects us, and therefore one of his various forms is that of the spiritual master. Gadadha is also there in the Panchatattva. He's the teacher who taught us Bhagavatam. We always need teachers in our life. We always need the Gadadha influence in our life. Otherwise, we are left to our own minds. And that is sometimes not a very good company. So many complexities in the mind, which are unnecessary. And of course, in the Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was prophesied in the Vedas. For instance, in the Mahabharata, there it is said, the Lord appears in Suvana Vano Hemanga. His complexion is golden, his limbs appear like molten gold, his beautiful body is adorned with sandalwood paste, also quite bright. It looks a little yellow, and he has beautiful garlands around him. And later in the Mahabharata, it says he will take sannyas. And he's very peaceful in that incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, and the supreme abode of steadfast devotion. In case you got lost, we are discussing the Panchatattva, that is, when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking so many different forms in order to save the conditioned souls. Advaita Acharya, who prayed, Nityananda, who connects everyone, Srivas, who was the host, who welcomed everyone into his Srivasangam place, no? Gadadha, who is teaching the Bhagavatam and other scriptures, and Chaitanya as the root, the center of all these incarnations. So, at the end, I would like to say all of us are meant for service of Krishna, not just Balaram. Each single one of you, when you are in the right position in your life, you are not imitating Krishna at that time where you want to be the enjoyer, but you are actually, when you are in your right position, you are serving Krishna. And that anyone and anything which is in its right position is just performing wonderfully. When someone is in the right position, he automatically becomes happy, even without looking for happiness. Maybe you know this from your own life, when you are in your dharma, in your place, and you can serve in your according to your talents and your dharma, you feel so absolutely happy without actually looking for happiness. I remember this. I'm celebrating this year my 50th birthday. My body is much older. I'm scandalously old in the body, but 50 years ago, I started my spiritual path, and today is the 50th year. That is a very good jubileum for me. Other jubileums of the body are they are embarrassing. But this spiritual jubileum is good. I'm remembering the time when I came to spiritual life. It was very, very austere because we had absolutely no money. Absolutely no money. We were so poor, you can't believe it. Every day we went out, even in the winter, in just this dress. I had no money to buy a second, warm long johns, you call them. Now I have two sets of long johns. And I was going out, trembling in the cold and distributing literature. We had no car. I was hitchhiking to Bremen and Geesthacht and Flensburg, hitchhiking, and with a bag of books, distributed them. Later, when we got a Sankirtan van, every morning I got out of the Sankirtan van. I remembered this yesterday. Imagine, and I took my shower from a cold bucket of water. Cold. One time it was covered with ice, and I had to take my shoe, bang, bang, it was a very strong shoe, go through the ice and then take a shower. If you asked me how I felt at that time, I can only say absolutely ecstatic and blissful. I have never been in so much bliss as I was in these times, because I was situated at my proper place and doing service, selfless service. And therefore, my memory of the times spent there, although they were physically very tough, I don't know if you'd want to take a shower with water from a cold bucket. I think Gaur Krishna and me, we would faint, It's so cold. So this, I don't want to say here now, please take all a shower from a cold bucket in the morning. That's not the idea. The idea is, wherever you are, in whatever circumstances you are, rich, poor, middle, old, young, middle, intelligent, foolish, or in the middle, wherever you are, if you can somehow do service for Krishna, then you are in your right position. Your soul is at its place. The body and the karma goes on, no problem. But the soul is in the right place, and you feel just so happy. Now, we are all meant for this service, but some of us, this are all of us in this tiny place called the material universe, we have turned against the service. And in order to go back to the service, Krishna, in his Vaibhava Prakash, expands into a form that brings us back to the service. He comes as Nityananda Ram or as the Guru Tattva, who is meant to connect us with that position of selfless service. When you're with the Guru, never think of think he is meant for this. He is meant to connect me with Krishna. He is somehow, through his teachings and example, meant to bring me to this place. So this Lord, here it becomes, I have to see that I don't become emotional. This Lord comes to every doorstep. He rolls in the dust and say, I will become your servant. You can tell me whatever you want, but please fulfill this one request of mine. Chant the names of the Lord. Do his bhajan. And that will be very good for you. Then you will again turn your face back to Krishna. Just see Krishna in this form of Lord Balaram or Nityananda or their expansions, the Guru Tattva, the Guru-ness, no? What the essential quality of the Guru. That what you look for in the amongst the bones, the skin, and so on. There's one principle, one tattva which you have to connect with, and that is this urgent request of Lord Nityananda, of Krishna. Please, can't you see that by serving so many things in this world, by serving your ego in this world, by serving your plans, you have not yet become totally ecstatic. Now try another way. Try to serve Krishna, and you will see how the ecstasy which you have looked for in the material world is all of a sudden with you. This is Nityananda, in other words, turns minds. I would like to give you one little pastime from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where you can see the influence of Nityananda. I think by now we understand a little bit about the tattva, yes, that there is much more behind Lord Nityananda than you just see with your eyes, the avaduta and charismatic brother of Lord Chaitanya. No, I think you can understand. He is one of the many expansions of the Lord who has a certain function. And in this Guru Tattva, that is the expansion of Balaram and Nityananda into the Guru Tattva, he turns minds. I'm reading at the moment a book called I'll Build You a Temple. It is the story of how the Juhu Temple came was built. There is a very, very, very difficult backstory behind this. You know, now we see the glorious temple and a place called Hare Krishna Land with auditoriums and many, many things. But it used to be a snake and rat-infested piece of land near the Juhu Beach, the Arabic Sea. And it was offered to Srila Prabhupada for sale. But the man and his wife, who offered it, were mafia type of people. They would get the payment, the first payments, and somehow through their contacts in the local government, they would get the land back. They had cheated already a few people, purchasers, and now the Hare Krishna people were on their land. Now they were Prabhupada. Now, they dealt with Srila Prabhupada. So I will tell you one little scene so that you get a taste of it. Mr. Nair came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, you must vacate the land. Prabhupada said, we have paid the installment. No, you must vacate the land. Then give us back our down payment, said Prabhupada. Then we will go this night. No, said Mr. Nair, I will not give you back your money. Then Prabhupada said to him, but Krishna is here. The deities are here. You cannot cheat Krishna. And Mr. Nair said, I break your Krishna. He yelled like this. Imagine someone like this. I break your Krishna. This is clearly demoniac. What could Prabhupada say? He just was silent. The next day, there was a news in the newspaper, Mr. Nair is dead. That he went too far. But his wife carried on in the same way and sent some gundas to the temple. Gundas means, criminal people. And they came and broke down the provisional temple, you know, the first temple. They broke it down. And there was one Mataji, Maithili was her name, who stood before the deities, because remember, the day before the husband, not day, maybe 2 days or 3 days before the husband had said, I break your Krishna, she stood there, little lady, you know, you can't break Krishna, you know, standing before the altar, and the thieves and the thugs came and pulled her by the hair and by the feet. And in this way, they tried to get the devotees off the land. But Prabhupada was all the time behind this. He was not present there when the demolition squad came, but he was aware and he guided the devotees through the different steps. And in the end, this demoniac party, who had a lot of political support, gave up, and this glorious Hare Krishna land was born. So Prabhupada, what I noticed when I read the book, he was really involved in a very intense fight. And he gave advices how to deal with the politicians and so on. Indian politics, my dear devotees, you don't want to know about it. It's just another category. Prabhupada dealt with it. And in the evening, he gave blissful lectures about the nectar of devotion. And during the day, he was fighting for Krishna's land. This absolute transcendence, this playful way of dealing with the world, shows that he was really a Paramahansa, someone who was beyond this. And I want to say, Prabhupada turned minds. In this book, there is one devotee who during this period, he was in prison, and he saw a magazine, where, and on Prabhupada's wristwatch, he saw a very expensive watch. And he thought, I will become a devotee and steal that watch. It's a very good watch. He was a thief. So he came to Prabhupada when he was released from prison. And in his association, he said, I came to steal the wristwatch from Prabhupada's arm, but he stole my heart instead. And he became a very, very effective devotee. He had some contacts, and in this way he helped also get the land. Hare Krishna. India. Only in India. Yes, this is the Guru Tattva. It turns our mind. Even Mrs. Nair, the wife of this person who had made this terrible proclamation, in the end came to Prabhupada crying and said, I'm your daughter, and daughters are sometimes a little bad to the father. It should not be taken so seriously. I'm giving you the land. Please take the land. You know, Prabhupada, or great personalities, turn the mind. My dear devotees, where would you and me be without great personalities having turned our mind? We don't even want to think about it. Hare Krishna. There is one pastime with which I would like to end. I can't stop. I have to talk about pastimes. Lord Nityananda, when he came to Navadvip, stayed in the house of Srivast Thakur, and his good wife, Malini, was very much like his mother. Lord Nityananda was, as I said, avaduta, absolutely transcendental, and sometimes he behaved like a little child and said to Malini with a small, with a big smile, please feed me, mother. And the Malini fed him. It was a very, very affectionate relationship. So one day, Lord Nityananda saw Malini crying. She said, and in his innocent childlike way, he said, why are you crying, Malini? Oh, said Malini, big problem. A crow came and took the Archman pot, which my husband, Srivas Pandit, uses for his worship. So when Srivas comes and wants to do his puja, and the Archman pot is not there, how can he do his puja? It's part of the puja. And the crow will not come back. Nitai was laughing. Remember, he is so many forms of the Lord. One is the Paramatma, the Lord in the heart. And minutes later, a big crow, was there, but with an empty beak. Nityananda said, bring that Archman pot immediately. We need it here. The crow was going, ah! And started to fly away. And minutes later, it came with the Archman pot again. Having fulfilled the order of the Lord who was speaking from the heart. So when Malini saw this, you know, she was so relieved. The Archman pot is back, and Lord and Nityananda has somehow ordered the crow to bring it back. Maybe it was his arrangement from the beginning. You never know with Nityananda. Then she said these prayers. Oh, Nityananda, she said, are you not the same person who in Dvarapa Yuga brought back the dead son of your guru? You know, this refers to Krishna Leela. Are you not the same unlimited Ananta Shesha upon whose hoods the worlds rest like mustard seeds? Are you not in Treta Yuga the same Lakshman, in that incarnation you rendered so much service to Sita Devi? and you killed an unconquerable demon, Indrajit. So it is not very wonderful that you ordered the crow to bring back the little pot. So in this pastime, you can see Lord Nityananda's ability to turn the consciousness. He does so as the Guru Tattva. When we meet our spiritual master, we should always, when we want to decide who is our spiritual master, it should be this person by whose contact your consciousness is turned away from the world and is turned to the to Lord Krishna and the service to Lord Krishna. Once Srila Prabhupada was sitting with John Lennon, a famous person at that time, a musician, and he asked him, how can we recognize who is our guru? And Prabhupada said, the one who makes Krishna appear in your heart, that is your guru. So this is the mystery of Nityananda Tattva. Nityananda Tattva is very difficult tattva. He comes into this, let me say, he's Lord Balaram, who expands into Mahavishnu, who expands into, first into Mula Sankarshan, then Mahavishnu, then Gabaidakshai Vishnu, then Karunadakshai Vishnu. Chirodakshay Vishnu, then in the heart of everyone. And he's the Lord in the heart who can turn our consciousness away from the world, away from this miserable material consciousness, and help us rise to the spiritual consciousness. Therefore, on this day, we should say we need Nityananda in our life. I have asked myself often, why is Nityananda so, let me say, why is so little known about him? I think we don't know so many informations about him. I have the good luck, I'm born on his appearance day, so I have to give lectures about him, therefore I have to always find new things about him to not repeat myself endlessly in each lecture. And I begin, after 50 years, I begin to understand, my God, this is much more than I ever thought, you know, Nityananda. Why didn't each Nityananda appears there? I think I didn't know anything about him. So I've asked myself the question, why is so little known to him, about him? And my answer, my personal answer is, see, we have come to this world and we have a very, very, let us say, a consciousness which is very much connected with the world. And we have this since many lifetimes, since we are here. And to break out of this bondage, out of the hamster wheel of our material consciousness, is something very, very significant. Not so many people do this. Many people join spiritual movements. That's very simple to do. Also to join our movement, very simple. But then to actually use the spiritual teachings and the blessings, oh, that's very rare to see. Because yes, it's very difficult to enter a genuine spiritual life, you know, the deep spiritual life, which is based on self-realization, who you are, and on God-realization. Therefore, it's rare to also to know about the way out, which is guarded by Lord Nityananda. But once you make your contact with Nityananda, you will actually find blessings which work even despite of you, not because you have good qualities, but even because you have not so good qualities. And then that is the path of Nityananda Bhakti. It's the way of causeless mercy. Therefore, anyone who has the rare fortune to connect with Lord Nityananda, he has actually an opportunity which comes very rare. That is, he can become empowered by the grace of Nityananda in his many forms, no? Many forms, to actually become Krishna conscious. Good. Hare Krishna, I thank you all very much. I was fearing this lecture because I needed to speak about these little difficult and subjects. I hope that something could reach you. The follow-up lecture, the second, will be very easy to understand. You will be very ecstatic. But first we need to set the fundament so that we don't think Nityananda is an ordinary person. I mean, it's really difficult to think of Lord Nityananda as an ordinary person because he's an avaduta. But you could still misunderstand him being an avaduta if you have seen other avadutas. I have seen some avadutas in India. These are transcendentalists who are acting sometimes as if they are attached, sometimes as if they are detached. Sometimes they follow the rules of society, sometimes they do not follow the rules of society. They are beyond all the boundaries and limitations and categories of conventional society. They are amazing. They look amazing. They are hard to understand. And Lord Nityananda is addressed as an avaduta. And we will hear a few things, but they will be easy to understand. I will explain very simple. Good. Hare Krishna. So now we come to the questions and answers. I have to see now on the Radhika Ranjan is sending us here. Kapil is asking a question. Hare Krishna Pamho, thank you for your enlivening scene setting class. Wow. But I think you say this about every class about me. A question regarding Lord Balaram. He was partial towards Duryodhana at multiple times during the Mahabharata, who tried in so many ways to kill the Pandavas, the Lord's devotees. How are we to understand Lord Balaram's partiality towards Duryodhana? Ultimately, Lord Balaram does only what pleases Krishna. This is very clear. When Arjuna is kidnapping Subhadra, the sister of Krishna and Balaram, Krishna says, yeah, very good connection, very nice. But Balaram said, no, I wanted to marry our sister to Duryodhana, my shishya. And he becomes very angry. He immediately gives his orders. He's the supreme military commander of the Yadu dynasty, and the whole army gets ready to get to catch Arjuna. Then Krishna has a talk with him. Duryodhana, you please come. And not Duryodhana, Balaram, you please come. I know you wanted to give our sister to in marriage to Duryodhana, who is the absolute antagonist of Arjuna and the other Pandavas. But I want that Arjuna marries Subhadra. Then Balaram says, okay, if it is your desire. And he gives the order to bring to back the army who was getting ready to fight with Arjuna. So this is very important. Balaram is an expansion of Krishna. He expands into, and he does what Krishna wishes. So his partiality, when he favored Duryodhana, was within the plan of Krishna. You know, Krishna's plan, Kapila, is very comprehensive. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even those who play demons in your pastimes of Krishna, O Krishna, even those who play the roles of demons do so under your desire because you want to bring out something. Therefore, I pay my obeisances to all who are there in your pastimes. So Krishna wanted to set the society of the planet on a new course, which was going away from the old society, the old times. And for this, the Kurukshetra was the turning point, so to say. He needed to set up Kurukshetra. He needed Duryodhana and he needed him to act in that way. And he needed also his brother Balaram to give strength to Duryodhana so that he and support. Balaram was the guru of Duryodhana in order to so that his plan could happen. It's almost, you know, life in this world, or this world is always meant to give the jivas, the living entity, lessons. And in order to set up particular learning situations, Krishna will set up the world in a particular way. And for that, he will set up demons and devotees, the suras and asuras. It's all within the cosmic plan so that everyone can be ultimately at long last elevated. That is my answer. If you wish to understand more about your question, there is an article which was put up by Madhavananda. And in this article, Madhavananda explains it. You can find it on the internet. You just Google Balaram and Duryodhana, and then this article will show up. There you will find out that this was only an apparent arrangement, that our Balaram was partial. He did so because there was a certain plan. Thank you. Very good question. Pratik, Hare Krishna Maharaj, how do we pray to Lord Nityananda in spite of our egoistic attitude? Because prayers require us to be humble, and I'm far from feeling myself humble. So how will Nityananda Prabhu listen to my prayers? Pratik, listen now very carefully. Today on Lord Nityananda's appearance day, you should have an image of Lord Nityananda. You can find it in the internet. There are very good pictures. Or even I will post a very beautiful picture of Lord Nityananda on the online. Maybe it's already there. It is already there. Should be. Our team from America has put it there. And you then pray to Lord Nityananda and you say, my dear Lord, you are not proud. You come to all doors. You want the best for everyone, but I'm so proud. I don't have humility. Please help me to overcome this obstacle in my spiritual development. Pray with whatever sincerity you have for help, and today it will be granted. And there is another thing I want to say. There is a very nice prayer which you can repeat. It's, in other words, if you don't find in your heart the words to say a humble prayer, you can pray the prayer of someone else. And there is a very nice prayer which I've chanted this morning, and I want to chant it a few more times today. It's called the Nityanandastakam. Maybe Radhika Ranjan can type it into the chat thing. Nityanandastakam by or Ikanti. You are also in the computer, and you can find the melody of it. I will chant the melody so that you have it in the melody. It's I have here with me verse 5 of this composition. It's a beautiful composition, and it is said that anyone who chants this composition, Lord Nityananda will be in his in their heart. Here is the melody. Yatheshtam re brata Kuru Hari Hari Dvanam Anisham Tato Vasham Shara Pudita Ranodayo Mayilaget Idam Bahushpote Atatiratayang Yapatikriham Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanu Tarukandam Niravadi. Everyone, please, Bhaje. I will make it piece by piece. Bhaje Nityanandam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanu Tarukandam Bhajanu Tarukandam Niravadi Niravadi. Yes. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. It has a different meter, it doesn't work. So this prayer, you can find Nityanandashtakam. It should be on your chat box. That the very and then you can Google it. Everything can be found nowadays on the internet. And then you make a printout, or you chant it from your device. You can, in the same melody, and something will happen to you. Promise. Promise, promise, promise. It will happen. Mm-hmm. Good. So there is, let us see if there, I have two. Here were two. Maybe there are more. Anyone here in the room has a question? Shishti Kata, Hare Krishna. Gaur Bhavani is auch da, ne? Ja, ich sehe nicht so gut in der Distance, deswegen bin ich in der Illusion. Any question? Ananga Manjari, you have the right name today. Did you understand? Balaram, if he wants to take part in the Rasa Leela, he has to take another form. Because how can the older brother be there when the younger brother is with Krishna, with Radharani? So he changes the form. We can only change dress and maybe style of hair, but then we are still the same. But he changes the form and becomes Ananga Manjari, Hare Krishna. Yes.
Mood so crazy for serving and in all directions.
In all directions, yes.
Jiva Tattva.
Yeah.
Can actually for us the best and the easier connection the conventional actually because of the same energy like.
Yeah. I understand the question, Ananga Maji. I will repeat it for the online audience. So Ananga Maji is asking this question. Is a Lord Balaram has in her creation way, she said he is crazy for service. This in Croatia, this is a good way to say things. No, he's really very insistent. He wants to serve like this. So, and he also plays a role in us coming into the world, and he's also the Guru Tattva. Could it therefore be said that he is maybe the most important aspect of the Lord in our spiritual life. Like this, no? Ananga Manjari, I want to say something general. In bhakti, there's one qualification only, not many other qualifications. And this qualification must be there in everything you do in bhakti. If this is not there, you can do everything and have no result. The qualification is Shraddha, of faith. When you have faith in the chanting of the holy name, you advance very quickly. When you don't have faith, but you think, I should have, and you want to do, it is very slow. When you have faith in your guru, it goes really fast. If you have no faith but doubts, it goes slower. If you have faith in the deity worship, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna is right before you. If you don't have faith, you see the deity in a material way. Faith is a divine goddess, Shraddha Devi. Female form, in other words, who the devotee invites in his heart. Krishna speaks about the role of faith. He says, those who are faithful on this path of devotional service, no, those who are not faithful, he puts it in the other way around, they go back to the path of birth and death in this world. He speaks of people who are on the path, but who are not faithful. And Prabhupada in his purport talks about his disciples. Not you, but his disciples. That he has noted some of them are faithful and they go very fast. Others are not faithful and they go not fast. No? So faith is really the main item. And I would strongly recommend you follow the path of faith. Every one of you, every one of us, follow where you have faith. There you will be successful. Where you, and be honest with yourself. Be frank and open. It's not so easy to have faith in Lord Nityananda because so little is known about him. Maybe you want to put your faith in Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Do you know where I have placed my faith? I must tell all of you very honestly, I have gone through my life and said, where do you have faith, Sachinanda Swami? Not where should you have faith, but where do you have faith? Where is actual faith there? How do you know that you have faith? Well, whenever you do something with this conviction of faith, you're very strong in what you do. You can overcome obstacles and so on. And in Krishna consciousness, I must tell you, I have somehow faith in Prabhupada. I do not know how this was possible for me because it's very difficult for me to develop faith. I'm very skeptical by nature. I'm a little blissful now because I'm older, but always thousand thoughts about everything. But I can really say that faith is there, and but I want to. Therefore, I'm reading regularly in his books. I'm reading about his life and his example. It's easy for me. It goes just whoop into the heart, and I have faith in one practice of devotional service: chanting the holy names. I don't have faith in. I must be honest, in so many other things, but in chanting, I somehow have faith. You can wake me in the midnight, and if there is a chanting, and I will get up and participate also. I mean, if it's... that's maybe not the right example. I wanted to say, yes, I have faith at all times in the chanting. There are more online questions. Yes, I will just look at the wristwatch. Those of you who, we have to ask Gaurahari in a moment, how do we do things? Do we have to be in time, right?
I think because we have the Abhishek. Because we have the Abhishek coming up at 10:30, and I think on the Adha they are ready for the dance.
Acha.
It would be good, but I just would like to give a small announcement.
Yes.
And then we could give the voice to Radhika Ranjana, just that we can greet everyone.
Oh, good. Good. So here, is this Atul Krishna from Atul? From Atul. Naru, let me just go ahead. This one last, not the others. Narottam Das Thakur says that only by Nita's mercy we may obtain Radha and Krishna. Can you please expand a little? How can we serve Nityananda to obtain Radha and Krishna? My dear Atul, I'm very fortunate to say this is one of the subjects of the upcoming lecture. So I will not speak about this now. Keeping in time, what I should look in the camera. Yes, sorry, it is a little bewildering, you know, when you have living people around you, and I should focus on the camera. I will do this now. It must be terrible for you to look at me, because I'm sometimes here with my glance, but now I'm with you. I want to introduce for this year's festival our master of ceremony. That is Radhika Ranjan, and Ikanti will, with her magical power, try to bring him on the screen. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances over to Srila
Prabhupada. Oh, we see you.
Thank you so much.